Mr. Briggs' staff was going to meet and confer over the lunch hour and discuss if you had any responses.
Right, we've got responses to the main comments, and of course, keeping in mind that we responded in writing to those comments that we received in writing, many of which were repeated here today. And we also, in response to those comments, have at least one change to recommend. So Sorrel Marks will go over those.
Thank you, Roger. I'd like to just review some of the items that came up during public testimony, because there were some incorrect statements, some mischaracterization that I just want to make sure that you're clear about. The first is that the public notice process meets the legal requirements. As a matter of fact, on this particular issue, we went beyond the normal standard and met with the local permitting agencies to incorporate their ideas into the updates before preparing a draft for circulation. We did receive a considerable number of comments on this item, which I think provides testimony that a lot of people learned about it. This update certainly doesn't discourage the use of alternative systems. As a matter of fact, since such systems are expected to be incorporated in the information and local on-site management plans, this actually could be seen, characterized as supporting use of on-site systems more than the existing language does. There were several comments about environmental justice, and typically environmental justice addresses siting facilities in low-income areas, and these criteria are intended to be protective of all groundwater, so that it would be equally protective of everyone and wouldn't be conflicting with the environmental justice criteria. Several of the comments that that we've heard about either on-site management plans or maintenance activities, septage management or planning for septage management, I think give a pretty good indication that the recommendations really need to be strengthened to requirements, because we've had recommendations about all of those issues in the basin plan for many, many years. We've met with a variety of the local permitting agencies and sent letters encouraging them to plan for septage disposal from on-site systems that they're permitting. But to date, only one agency within our region has actually developed those plans based on the comprehensive management of on-site systems. So I think it sort of, those comments spell out why the recommendations need to be strengthened. Now, there is a change that we'd like to propose, and that's on page 11
of
attachment A of the basin plan criteria. At the very bottom of that page, on the right-hand column, item 4 is the septic tank maintenance requirement that we've heard a lot about with the pumping criteria, shifting that from a recommendation to a requirement. And our proposal would be to put that under the recommendations section, and that would also include returning the shall to a should. It would essentially be the same recommendation that's been in the basin plan for the past 25 years. And probably the most, the key information on that is, you know, removing solids from septic tanks is kind of a self-policing maintenance activity. If you don't do it, the problem is going to be in your home first. So we're just recommending moving that back into the recommendations section. Another issue that came up during the comments, and it only came up once, but I think it's important to clarify, and that is there was a comment about whether the set-aside area for a secondary leach field disposal area, whether you could plant over that. And there's no limitation to planting over that. The key issue with the set-aside area is we want to make sure that people know they need to reserve an area in case their system fails so that they don't need to dig up permanent structures in their yard to replace the system in the secondary area. But I just wanted to clarify that because it came up during discussion. And I think the only other comment that I wanted to provide a little bit more information on, there's been a lot of discussion about the potential costs of on-site management plans and developing and implementing them. And my discussions with several of the permitting jurisdictions, in particular City of Atascadero, indicate that most of the information that is anticipated to be in the management plan, they already have. So it's a matter of they're either doing those activities, have already in the past done those activities to, you know, identify water quality problems, that sort of thing. So we're not expecting a lot of additional work, and certainly that will be important from the cost standpoint. Also, somewhat coincidentally, we had recently received the draft summary report of implementation activities in Santa Cruz County, the only area where there actually is an on-site management plan in place. And their normal activities, the standard activities for inspection and public education and providing for septage management are paid for entirely by the owners of on-site systems based on an annual fee of $6.90 per year. So there are additional fees associated with if you have a an alternative system, and those are based on the complexity of the system. So unless you can think of any other things you'd like to add? I guess sure. The one other comment that I wanted to throw out there is if there were particular additions or deletions that you wanted to discuss with the individual revisions, then I have that available. We can put it up on the screen if that would make it any easier, or just using your agenda package, whatever is the easiest method of going through the proposed changes themselves.
Did you have something to add, Mr. Briggs?
Mr. Chair, I have a clarification. Sorrell, going back to your page 11, item number 4, you changed the recommendations to change septic tanks should be pumped whenever. Is that what you're...
Yes.
Okay. And the last sentence of that paragraph, it says, or, 3, 3 years, I guess every 3 or every 5 years, which is sooner, then how does that compare to should? Because I'm confused. If you should pump it when these levels reach that that level in the tank, but then it comes back in the last sentence says every 3 to 5 years, whatever is sooner.
Every 5 years.
The three is just a number.
Oh, okay. Yep. So it should be pumped every 5 years or sooner, regardless of the level?
No, the intention there was actually to address the issue that we heard from several different sources that you wouldn't necessarily want to dig up and inspect your tank and then not pump it, because a lot of the effort is in exposing
it. Yeah.
the lids themselves. So the criteria of digging it up and inspecting it was less valuable than a specific time frame. So the time frame there is based on US EPA's recommendations, and it does happen to be consistent with the counties throughout our region.
Okay, with that, is that pertaining to all areas, or is that just pertaining to urban areas?
Well, if adopted as stated here, that would only pertain to new systems.
New systems?
Yes. Yes. Now, in the on-site management plans, permitting agencies would be expected to incorporate some sort of maintenance criteria. It doesn't say exactly what.
Well, does that still, is that new systems in urban areas, or is that everywhere?
New systems everywhere in our region.
Then that gives another question. What happens to second homes like cabins, mountain homes, so forth, that people may use 1 week a month or a couple days a month?
Then based on this, we would offer the same recommendation that they pump it every 5 years, but it would be as a recommendation.
So our change is to not make it required.
Yeah, but isn't it required by EPA that we do it every 5 years?
No.
Now, that's listed there as the source of the criteria, the source of information.
All right. So it basically goes back to what we already have in the basin plan in terms of mm-hmm. being a recommendation to inspect and maintain the systems.
The reason why the counties don't have it as a mandatory component is because we've never required it.
That's what they have told us.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like, which comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Right.
You know, we come first. If we were to set it out as mandatory, then the counties would have it as mandatory.
But that's part of the reason we're saying that we really need to get going on these on-site management plans, so that then if they want to customize and say for the part-time homes, it can be such and so. If mm-hmm. there's a reason for different communities to have a different schedule, they're perfectly able to do that and submit it, and we'll consider it. I had a few things to say in conclusion, but first, our council wanted to address some issues as well.
I wanted to respond to the letter submitted by Ms. Sullivan about the CEQA issues, and she made the comment that the board has not complied with CEQA, and I just wanted to clarify that the board staff prepared a substitute environmental document, which is the legally required document, because this adoption of a basin plan is an exempt regulatory program, is not required to adopt what would normally be thought of as a CEQA document, but to rather adopt a substitute environmental document, which consists of an environmental checklist and a staff report describing the action and the description of the project, and that was done. Ms. Sullivan also commented that the document was incorrect in stating that there were no environmental impacts from the project, and I think the staff has addressed those issues in the presentation and in the response to comments, that this action is to clarify existing criteria and in some cases to make them more stringent, and that those more stringent requirements do not cause adverse impacts on the environment. And I do recommend that you do take the action suggested, which is to make the pumping become a should rather than a shall, because of the environmental impacts potentially of pumping septic that's now not currently being pumped. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, Mr. Briggs, you were going to wrap up staff's comments. Well, they're trying to wrap up their comment, and then we're going to all have our say at it.
Okay.
So he kind of jumped around.
Okay, so I want to remind the board and everyone else of the real significance of the proposal that we have here today. Sorrel Mark started off by pointing out that there are very few changes in the actual siting criteria from what we already have in the basin plan. And in most instances, what we're talking about is changing things from should to shall. Now, in the course of our discussion, and as we discussed it and evaluated the comments that we received, it seems that, and our council just referred to this, the most significant issue was the generation of septage, which gets back to the pumping requirement. And the importance of this change is to get going on these local management plans. And we don't want to, it's not worth losing your votes in terms of approving this today over that issue. It's a really a secondary or tertiary issue. And consequently, we said, okay, we'll go back to status quo. That gets rid of the concerns about the increased septage and environmental impacts of that and that entire issue. That being said, we do need to solve the septage problem. It's irresponsible to continue permitting septic systems and say, well, we don't know what we're going to do with the waste from those systems. And, you know, we can continue going to Santa Maria, which may not be acceptable. So maybe we have to go to Bakersfield. Maybe we have to go to Los Angeles. It's irresponsible, and it's not sustainable in terms of some of the comments that people said about sustainability and what we should be doing as far as looking forward. So that's one of the important features of what we're proposing here, is to get going on those management plans, because that's one of the key components for the local entities. I want to bring you back to a meeting that we had, I think, we were in Salinas, and it was when we were talking, the last Salinas meeting, when we were talking about one of these problematic areas, which was the Highlands area. And the question the board asked of the Monterey County Environmental Health Director was, we have in our basin plan since 1983 the management plan for Highlands Inn. Highlands Inn was, Highlands, Carmel Highlands area. It was specifically in the basin plan. How come you haven't done it? The answer that he gave was, because it was a should. You didn't say we had to do it. And he's basically saying, if you don't tell us we have to come up with these plans, it's not going to happen. So that's really the most important thing here. And as far as us needing to have more workshops to talk about that, I think that's sorry to contradict your opinion, but I think that's the least efficient way to go about spreading any word that needs to be spread. What we have included in here as far as the development of those plans is that the local entities would have an opportunity within their own jurisdictions, and that, to me, that makes a whole lot more sense, and that's the best opportunity for those local discussions with the local representatives, not by us trying to have three workshops that would somehow cover the 100 or 150,000 existing septic systems in the region. And by the way, those aren't really the ones that would be as affected by this. It might be out-of-region property owners that are really the ones who would be most affected by new criteria. They're not going to be attending those workshops anyway. So I think the thing that makes the most sense is to proceed with the amendment today. We have flexibility in terms of the timing for the counties in their implementing these plans. You heard from the San Luis Obispo County rep that they've been working on it. and he expects to have a draft within a month, I believe is what he said. This is not going to be effective. When you adopt it today, it's not going to be effective until the state board gets it on their calendar, approves it, and then further passes it along to the Office of Administrative Law. The minimum for that is 6 months. I don't know what the maximum is. So there's room there as far as timing, and this is not going to be in conflict with the status quo in terms of permitting ability. And then, as we already said, we're going to be bringing back item 10 probably no sooner than 6 months as well. So that provides the additional timing that that some people were concerned about as far as interim permitting situations. So the important thing is to get going, and the most important aspect of this, I think, is to get going on those on-site management plans. And the local jurisdictions will have flexibility to propose what makes sense to them, and we will consider those at the time. So I strongly recommend we proceed today.
Okay, Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. I just have one short comment at this point, and that was just clarifying one more time, existing and new, just so I'm clear. A repair to an existing system shifts it to all the criteria that applies to a new system, correct?
To the greatest extent practicable.
Which is the status quo. It's already in the basin plan.
What the basin plan says now. Yeah. I weren't proposing to leave
that's
it
not
that
a
way.
Change.
So okay.
It doesn't kick it up into the new requirements. If you have a system that needs repair, you can repair it.
But you're required to get a permit, and the permit will carry conditions that would go to a new system going in, to the extent practical. So if the example is if it's on a slope that, you know, that exceeds the standard of 20% slope, then you can't do anything about that. But to the extent that you have to conform to whatever changes are being applied to new systems, a repair would constitute the new standards.
But that's not a change to the existing requirements, which if
right, you're I, and I get, I think I'm getting it finally, but we keep saying this is only about new systems, but people who have existing systems need to pay attention to this too.
Well, I think the point about it being a new, the bulk of the changes from the existing criteria are applying to new systems, and there's only minor things that would apply. For example, this particular issue already applies to existing systems if they have to be repaired. So it's not a change. And if you go down the list of changes, there aren't things that there's not much that applies to existing systems that doesn't already apply to them.
Okay.
So that's what the point was, that it doesn't change. It doesn't. It was a little probably inappropriate to say there's nothing in here that affects existing systems, but
that's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
But it's very minor in what would affect existing systems.
Thank you.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Question I had about septic. If people normally pump every 10 years, I guess if that's what Mr. Toll had said, if we just use that as some kind of a rough number, and we would like to see them do it no more than every 5 years, ideally, isn't this just a matter of the amount of material you're loading to a treatment plant? In other words, 10 years would have twice as much as 5 years.
As far as the impact on the treatment plant?
Yes.
Yeah,
in terms of capacity, because there's a question of, is there adequate capacity in our treatment plants to take this supposedly added amount of septage?
I wouldn't necessarily agree that that was the question, but
okay.
I think the answer to that is there's not. You know, there are very few places that take it. None of them happen to be located in San Luis Obispo County, which is, you know, why that is a significant issue here. Mm. And but the volume of solids or the volume of material probably wouldn't be half in 5 years, that it would be in 10 years because they pump out the whole tank.
Because they pump out the whole tank.
Right.
The liquid and the solid material.
Yeah. Right. But yeah. But if everybody was pumping, let's say it was uniform, everybody pumped every 10 years, you compare that to everybody pumping 5 years, then you double the load on the wherever that septage goes.
Can I just clarify what my concern is?
Yes.
Is that for CEQA purposes, you are required to evaluate the reasonably foreseeable means of compliance with the project. And in this case, the project went from you should pump your systems to you shall pump your systems for this category of new systems. Mm-hmm. There's no environmental evaluation or economic evaluation of the cost or the environmental impacts of pumping systems that now should be pumped but probably aren't. And on a regular basis. So my concern, just to be clear about it, is that the environmental documentation is not complete with respect to evaluating either the environmental impacts or the economic impacts of pumping what you now aren't specifically requiring. So my recommendation is you change it back to should, and so that you get rid of that environment, that CEQA issue that you currently have with your project. And that will maintain the status quo, and if you adopt this plan, then the local entities will be required to come up with an on-site management plan that will address when they should be pumping. And if you wanted to make it a shall, then I recommend you bring that issue back with the proper environmental documentation.
What would that take?
I think
maybe we should just address it head on and not try to kind of massage around it to avoid something. If we really want the public to be doing what we have here in point number four, and they go out and do it, you know, the way it's written, and there really isn't enough capacity to handle that, then that is an issue that certainly, you know, we should be concerned about or at least know more about. To put it up into the recommendations to kind of skirt around that, it solves one thing, but it maybe doesn't address the bigger thing that we should look at.
Well, that's my recommendation, is to keep the way it currently is in the criteria.
Right.
And then if that's an issue that you want to address more directly, then bring it.
Okay.
Either adopt this now and bring that specifically, that issue back.
Maybe we need to look at that. And the reason is I would like people to do what's in number four, you know, with another, I would add another component to that that would help with the situation of people in infrequently used, you know, buildings that maybe someone else, a certified or registered professional, can make a determination whether something needs to be pumped at 5 years. And if someone comes in and says, you know, don't need to do it for another couple of years, 7 years we'll do it, then at least you've avoided the cost of the pumpage component of that. But I think that we really want people to be doing these inspections and determining whether their sludge level is at a certain height or the scum layer is at a certain height. We want that to happen. And I don't think that we're going to get the mandatory language we're seeking if we push it off onto the counties or the, you know, agencies that are going to be doing the on-site management plans.
Well, it is listed as one of the mandatory components of the management plan, system maintenance. It doesn't specifically say what that maintenance might be, but it is a component, a mandatory component of the management plans.
Right, but without any real detail to it as to what is going to come out of it, and getting it up into the recommendation part, I personally just troubles me. That's all.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Question for counsel, since we're bringing item 10 back. Wouldn't it be fairly simple to include that one issue at that time?
Yes.
I think if, and there might be a difference of opinion on that point, actually, Mr. Chair, among the board, so it seems like it makes
sense. Oh, I'm sure that there is, and I'm just
to bring that back.
Speaking my mind.
Bring that back with our item 10, but it's important that we get going with the on-site management plans.
And one thing you could include in the on-site management plan that be more explicit that that the plan must include evaluation of criteria or conditions or whatever for when you should be pumping the systems, that each that then the local agency can propose what they think is appropriate and just be more explicit, because now it says maintenance and doesn't say septic.
One last question, and that was a concern that Mr. Toll's comments, you know, raised to me. Should these local jurisdictions have some more time to come up to speed before they are required to start implementing the requirement of developing these plans? I mean, I know staff wants to get this going right now, but I listened to what he had to say, and I just want to make sure that because they are partners of ours in implementing this, that they have enough time to come up to speed. And my thinking is, certainly I know in Santa Barbara County, you got to wait for a budget cycle to go through before you can make significant changes to what, you know, your staffing is doing.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, so it will take. Certainly, it will take some time to develop the on-site management plans as well as the memoranda of update the memoranda of understanding. We anticipate that. I think the key issue is we want to start now, because our experience over the last 25 years is that we won't actually be starting until it's required.
Okay.
So if we start now, we anticipate it will probably take a year to complete development of the plans, less in the case of San Luis Obispo County. They indicated they were very close to finishing theirs.
Okay. All right. Let's hear from the other board members. Anyone? Mr. Shallcross?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about two issues. First, I'm perfectly comfortable with having the five-year pumping thing become a recommendation for all the reasons that people gave, although I am concerned about if the county was so upset about this because of the septage issue. I'm wondering what they're doing. Are they addressing that as they permit new septic tanks? I mean, they're going to be permitting new septic tanks, I assume, and all of a sudden now it's not an issue, but it is here. So I'm a little concerned that no one's addressing the septage issue, if indeed there is one, and it sounds like there is. So I'm a little concerned about the county bringing that up as an issue and then going back and doing business as usual by not dealing with it and permitting more septic tanks. So that's just the thought. The other thing is on the public workshops, I think because of the nature of this item that I think staff has done what they need to do on this item. I think really where the public workshops need to come in is during the development of the on-site management plans. That's when the local people will have direct comment on what their permitting agency will be putting into that plan. I think that's a more appropriate place for a more expanded public workshop type thing. I'm not sure that it's going to be helpful to this particular item in this case if we went back or waited to go back and do public workshops, because really the place where they are going to have the most effect and really are most appropriate is during that period of the on-site of developing the on-site plan. So as far as I'm concerned, I support the change of the five-year pumping to a recommendation and going forward with the project, with the item.
Mr. Hodgson.
We may have beat this to death a little bit, but I have to comment on that same item regarding the establishment of the 5 years. Should, I could live with. But I think we need to be very careful when we're setting standards, and we really have a reason for it. My personal experience with a modern, properly sized septic system is that mine functioned just fine for 16 years and still didn't need to be pumped. And had I had a problem, I probably would have added some enzymes or something to it to digest some of the material there. So I keep seeing a set in a lot of these regulations, some definite criteria like 5 years, and it worries me that maybe that was somebody's good idea, but there's really no science behind it. So I just had to make that comment, but I can live with the 5 years as a recommendation.
Dave, any other comments about what we've heard? Mr. Hodgen, anything else?
No. I think that was the only comment I wanted to make.
All right. Any other board comments? Dr. Hunter?
I understand the rationale in reconsidering the pumping, and I agree that moving forward is really the priority. I just have one additional comment on the environmental justice issue. I agree that the statement that Sorrell made, that this is about protecting the environment, and the protections are going to be broad and equal, and that is one dimension of environmental justice issues. The economic costs and impacts, which fall differently on different communities, is another dimension that isn't addressed, and as Francis noted in the substitute CEQA document that we rely on, that issue isn't addressed. So I am interested in seeing, and maybe this is one opportunity to consider how we address that issue, since it isn't part of the formal structured process that we observe. I think it's an issue that's being defined and clarified and considered in a comprehensive way across the resource agencies, and I would like to see the regional boards doing their part to help inform our policies on how these issues should be addressed. And I just want to restate that I don't see environmental justice issues as an impediment or a hurdle that would lead to not implementing or not developing strong environmental policies. I do see the need to coordinate and collaborate with agencies that are able to address community needs in terms of how these things are actually developed, how these projects actually go forward, and consider the opportunities that we might have. So I'm encouraging staff to consider it in this case, in future discussions with their partners, to see if there's a dimension that they're already working on, that's great, and that may be come back in the form of identifying funds, identifying programs, both within the State Water Board and in Cal EPA. So that would be my main comment. But I do support going forward today. Thank you.
Okay. Any other board comments or questions?
I'll move staff recommendation as modified.
And the modification being the
turning the 5 year
into a requirement into a recommendation.
Into a recommendation and
the corrections.
And the corrections on the supplemental sheet.
Second the motion.
Okay. Plus the correction I noticed, Sorrell, with homeowner and property owner.
Yes.
You got that?
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion with a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will move on to a